for the months of July and August. And October was also extremely dry. Mm-hmm.
But I see, but so it would have to be almost a month or longer to be a drought.
I think so.
And if the wind hasn't been blowing, then suddenly begins, you might say the wind is...
blowing.
Yeah, but if it's just starting to blow, you know, you might say the wind is starting to blow, or you might say the wind is...
I guess you're thinking of rising, but that wouldn't...
Yeah, something like that. You know,
I wouldn't think of it.
Or picking up, or... And if it's been... you wouldn't use rising either.
No.
Okay. And if it's been blowing hard, and then you might say now it's
stopped.
But it's in the process, would you say?
Stopping.
Yeah. Would you use an expression like laying, the wind is laying?
Never heard it.
No, did you hear her say that? She said the wind is laying, or letting up, something like that. Describing the weather on a, well, it could be any time of the year, but I think I'll put on a sweater today because it's a little
cool.
Would you ever use anything like snappy, sharp, edgy, keen, or
chilly, perhaps?
How about airish?
I have heard that. I think it's a delightful
term. Isn't
that
good?
We used to have an old woman who worked for us that would say, "Who's airish today?"
And if there's some white stuff on the grass that hasn't snowed, you'd say it's
frost.
And it did get pretty cold last night because the water in the pond
has a skim of ice on it, or a skip of ice. I don't know which.
Would you use either one of those?
I would say it has ice on it.
Right. But skim and skip,
I've heard. Okay. Uh-huh.
And you're talking about, you'd say, it has, and if it gets much colder, the pond may...
It may freeze.
And it has...
frozen. Even frozen solid.
Okay. Yesterday it...
Mm-hmm. It was frozen solid.
Or before it... Today it freezes, yesterday it...
Was freezing?
Or just yesterday it... Just a simple past.
It froze.
Yeah. Now, this house, I don't know if you talk about the rooms of the house, but I think this...
it's hard to tell in this house.
Well... What do you call that, by the way?
The atrium.
Okay. Now,
we went back to the Roman house in the dictionary and found the atrium as the cool, unroofed, paved, or graveled area that had plants and a tinkling fountain where the travelers rested. And we wanted that sort of atmosphere, but we couldn't have that, and so we evolved this with our architect. And so we call it an atrium, and that is the pronunciation that our dictionary gave. We have many questions about our pronunciation.
How long ago did you have the house built?
We moved in on July the 3rd, 7 years ago, last week.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's take the house you lived in most of your life. Did you live in one house?
Yes, my mother's home, my parents' home.
Okay. Now, give me a description of the rooms in the house and what they were called.
You entered the front door, you came into the living room, and between the living room and the dining room there was there were bookcases with an open space above with columns. So that we called it the living room and the dining room, but there were no doors between them. It was one area, and we had club meetings and so forth. We could have a large circle of chairs. And behind the living room was the den, which was a very small room, and the telephone was there, and a comfortable couch. There was a comfortable sofa in the living room, but the one in the den was couch. And behind the dining room was the breakfast room, and behind that the kitchen. There was a central hall, and there was a bedroom and a sleeping porch and a bathroom downstairs. Then upstairs, when I was growing up, there were two bedrooms and my playroom. Later there were three bedrooms, and still later, after my mother was widowed, there was an apartment, and then she enclosed the end of the hall and had a guest room and a bath up there, and an apartment which had an outside entrance that came off the front porch. The porches were screened.